Jason Whitlock, LeBron James's Black Trump. By Warner Todd Houston on October 9, 2020. Outkicks Jason Whitlock penned a monstrous takedown of LeBron James, raking the LA Lakers star over the coals for being not just the worst possible representative of the NBA, but a puppet for a global corporation and Democratic politicians. In his October 9 posting at Outkick, Whitlock lamented that viewers of ABC/ESPN's NBA Finals Game 5 broadcast would be subjected to 2 hours of LeBron James propaganda. Whitlock said that ESPN's hosts will tout LeBron James as a combination of Michael Jordan and Muhammad Ali, a transcendent talent, an eloquent ambassador and a fearless champion of social justice. But as far as Whitlock is concerned, LeBron James is none of that. James' great basketball talent is eclipsed and undermined by his actions as the Black Donald Trump. For just the most recent example of James' hypocrisy, Whitlock pointed to the player's Instagram posts calling Vice President Mike Pence a piece of SHT because a fly landed on his head during the recent vice presidential debate. "This is textbook Trump behavior," Whitlock explained. "Remember 2 years ago when Trump called Haiti a shithole country, and the mainstream media said his comment was proof of bigotry? Is LeBron's post proof of bigotry? It's certainly proof of immaturity and hypocrisy," Whitlock added. Whitlock slammed James, saying, "It's grossly irresponsible for James to call another human being, especially one he does not know, a piece of shit." Whitlock went on, "LeBron fashions himself as a dignified statesman, role model, political activist, and champion of racial equality. He is every bit as crude, undignified, and inarticulate as our sitting president. James writes and speaks at a third-grade level. The athletic privilege he's enjoyed since about age 10 has spoiled and pampered him the same way wealth privilege spoiled and pampered President Trump. What's worse is James' actions and public pronouncements are far more racist and racially divisive than the president's." Whitlock also scoffed at the claim that LeBron James is the modern Muhammad Ali, going forth and leading the nation to a new age of civil rights. The Outkick commentator disagreed, "Tough. LeBron James is neither Michael Jordan nor Muhammad Ali," he wrote. "You can't be Jordan, the GOAT of basketball, when your primary job is to increase the popularity of your sport, and you have failed. LeBron has diminished the NBA domestically. His descent into politics and full-on embrace of Black Lives Matter have devastated the game. He extinguished the TV ratings torch he inherited from Jordan. The league that had dreams of matching the NFL's relevancy is now toxic, polarizing, and reliant on rigged Twitter algorithms for traction. His persona has knocked professional athletes off their exalted and iconic pedestals as rallying points for unity. Jordan, Magic, and Bird led the Dream Team in 1992. LeBron leads Black Lives Matter, a team of Marxists." Whitlock next made a very salient point by noting that James has led the movement to replace the religious ideals exhibited by so many famed athletes of the past, including Muhammad Ali. "But James has replaced that moral underpinning with secular immorality undergirded by paeans to Nike and China, and their money. Especially where it concerns anti-racism." Whitlock noted that canceling religious ideals and replacing them with secular ideas makes a joke of the NBA's claims spearheading the drive to end racism. "The NBA and NFL can't end racism with slogans and finger-wagging. They can't end or even limit racism by electing themselves the National Review Board for police-involved shootings. Their tactics are actually empowering and spreading racism. James is the leader of this empowerment movement. He thinks he is the most high. His ego is bigger than Trump's." Whitlock began wrapping up his takedown by excoriating James for his hypocrisy. "What's worse is James' hypocrisy is unlike anything we've seen from a public figure. He demonizes whites, the police, and this country is inherently racist while ensconcing himself and his family in multi-million-dollar white enclaves," Whitlock wrote. "LeBron is a puppet for a global corporation and Democratic politicians. Nike and the Democratic Party have weaponized racial demonization through Black Lives Matter to achieve their political goals," Whitlock said before again calling James the Black Trump. "Black Trump, Nike, and white liberals have zero interest in ending racism. They use racial division to control the public, the media, and politicians," Whitlock concluded. In the end, Black Trump has caused Jason Whitlock to forego watching the NBA's Game 5. He will skip the coronation of Black Trump. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.